to the pod.
Welcome back. Well, today we are doing a bit of a get ready with us because we are going.
Drum roll, please.
The races!
I have never been to a race before.
She's never been.
My dad was coaching me on it before.
Have you got cash?
Yes, don't worry.
Oh, good.
Yes.
We're so going to win some money today, guys. I feel it in the air.
Well, my dad was like, even if you, like, take 30 quid, say, and you win, like, 40 quid on a horse, you've made £10
day
out.
I've got 40 quid in cash, and that's my base.
I'm going to take probably around 30. Yeah. I need to go get it, actually. It's upstairs.
That's what I'm thinking. So, yeah, we're doing...
Oh, I'm going to go wet my sponge. Do you want me to wet yours?
No, I'm okay, thank you. So we're thinking we're going to do a bit of a get ready with us whilst we are getting ready for the races. So we've missed you guys. I feel like they
seem to roll around so quickly, but then when we actually sit down and film another, I feel like I haven't spoken to anyone for ages.
Yes, same.
Like, it's really odd. Like, I feel like we've literally just released an episode, but time flies when you're having fun.
Yeah.
So guys, let's kick off with our words of the week today. Also, for all the visual viewers, my t-shirt has cocktails on it today.
Oh, lovely. What does
it
say?
Oh, it's actually got fluff on it. Sorry about that, everyone.
Why limit happy to... Is that the one you get in Thailand?
I bought it in Thailand with my sister, and we both thought it said an hour. We were like, oh my God, it's so cute. My sister was like, that is such a you t-shirt. I'm going to buy it. Bought it. Then I wore it when I was going to the airport, and one of my sister's friends went to me, your top isn't correct English. I went, oh yeah. And my sister was like, that's the Thai translation. They've done it wrong in Google Translate.
Oops. So it says, why limit happy to and hour?
Instead of an hour. But I still enjoy it because it's got little cocktails on it. So.
Yeah, it's still cute. Mm-hmm. Anyway, do you want to start with your want?
Yeah. My want this week is, so basically, me and Emily, as we say, go to a yoga class.
Oh yeah.
And I want out, and our yoga teacher is doing so well. He's...
I'm sorry. I thought you had mine up.
No! Sorry, you've not sent me them. Oh, sorry. Yes, I see where they are.
Fine, we'll read it.
Gosh, I thought you were cheating. Emily just perved over.
You did not look.
Don't look. I like the excitement of it. Anyway, he's opening his own studio and he's cutting down some of the classes. And I want him to keep the Saturday class.
Yeah, me too.
I don't know if he is cancelling it or not. Like, he said to you he was, didn't he? But
then he kept going.
He didn't mention it when me and your auntie went on last Saturday. So I want him to keep it going. But I guess only time will tell.
Yeah, right. We shall see. My want. Oh, yeah. So when we went to the beach, I forgot to share this part of the story. I have some Primark fake Birkenstocks. Have lasted me a good year, maybe.
Yeah, you got them just before we went to Mali.
Yeah, and they have been the greatest holiday shoe ever. Yeah. I wore them all the time when I've been on holiday, and they broke at the beach.
They fully like came clean up.
Yeah, they just like snapped. So I need some new sliders. That is what I want.
Yeah, like I bought those ones from Primark after, because I feel like we had this conversation, didn't we, just before I went to Thailand, didn't we?
Yeah.
Because I think my want was getting a nice pair. Oh, God.
And I was like, the Primark ones are so good. Yeah. And then mine broke.
I think they're all good because they're £7.
Yeah. I mean, to last this long.
They're £7. They look good. They've got quite a heel on them as well. Like, yeah. Quite a platform. So they're well made. But I think it's just that obviously they're £7. Like, they're going to break at the end of the day at some point. I've actually got two obsessions this week. My first one is this purple headband I'm currently wearing.
Yes.
Me and Emily, actually, we both have one, and it's quite a funny story how we got one. So around September time, it was actually the day after we released our first podcast episode when we went shopping.
Was it?
Do you remember? Because I remember we were stood in the Urban Outfitters queue, and we were absolutely gassed that 50 people had listened to our podcast episode.
Yes, I do remember that.
So that day, which is a very substantial day in my memory, there was also a Beauty Bay pop-up in the Arndale in Manchester. Oh, and we went and got a free bag of stuff, and this headband was in it. And I wear it every day to do my makeup. You know, like, or if I'm putting moisturiser on my face and I want to get my hair.
You actually do this?
I wear it all the time. I don't know what I did before it, honestly. It's incredible. So good. My second one, let me find her. The Aldi lip oil. Friggin' hell, yeah. Guys. This is it. It's a Charlotte Tilbury fake, I believe. It's the it's a roly one. Incredible, honestly. Like, I just, for like a pound, I use it all the time. Like, yeah. It's so good.
How much is a pound?
I don't know, actually. I don't know how much it is, but it can't be more than a pound or two. It's not going to be a fiver. But it is. Oh, sorry.
Sorry, I should really remember. I literally wrote them down a couple of minutes ago. Oh, okay. My obsession is so many companies are doing summer sales at the minute, and I am absolutely captured by them. Is that the right word?
Yeah, anyway, like capturing, yeah.
I am the target market because they are constantly coming up on my Instagram.
You
and
are
TikTok.
Such a, like a, you're always on sales. How was your last illegal stuff?
Unreal. Everything fits.
Oh,
and it was a good job because you can't send them back anyway. But yeah, I got 3 bikinis and 2 outfits from Mars the Label. And yeah, I've just been looking through all the summer sales on all the different clothing.
I'm not
websites.
Really like, I used to be such an online shopper. I don't really do it that much anymore.
No.
Like, I'll have a browse, but I don't really ever buy anything.
That's quite good. At least you're not kind of like a trend buyer.
Yeah. I'm trying not to indulge in the trends that much anymore.
Yeah.
Just because I think they just leave so quickly, and then I always get embarrassed when I'm wearing something that was out really in trend a couple of months ago but isn't anymore, because I kind of feel like I look a bit like an idiot, even though you don't, but that's just how I feel about myself.
That was like, I wore the Molly Mae leather jacket last night for the first time in a while.
I think that's a little bit, that is a nice jacket.
This is the exact conversation I was having, is that it's actually a really nice jacket, and I don't think it's like a trend jacket that's going to go in and out, because it's just a leather jacket, really. Yeah. But I'm just too embarrassed to wear it because everywhere you go, another person is wearing it.
I know
it.
What you mean. But that jacket, like, because we bought it.
Yeah, actually, I am claiming I bought that really early on.
Yeah, because I was with you when you bought it. Yeah. And Emily bought it literally 1st of December, it must have been.
Yeah, like,
last
I bought
winter.
It in a Zara store. Yeah. It's still in stock.
And you got the crop one. Like, there was loads there.
Yeah.
And you were, like, one of the... I was, like, they literally must have come out a couple of days before that. They were really new then.
Yeah.
And Molly had a posted in it.
Yeah.
And then I remember she posted it, like, a day or two later, and they went viral.
Yeah.
But they were selling for, like, ridiculous... It was, like, 70 quid, wasn't it?
Yeah.
I remember people have been selling them for, like, 100, 200 quid.
Yeah.
Which is just, like, actually extortionate. Because now, even, like, Stradivarius and Pull&Bear have their own copies of it. Recommend?
Yeah, I can't even remember what we're up to.
Yes, we are. My recommend this week is to finish that book. Because last night, this is mainly for the readers. Or start a book. You know, if you're thinking, I want to start reading, just do it.
Just do it.
Last night, me and Lily have been having this conversation recently that we kind of want to get off our phones more.
Yeah.
Like, my screen time, at the end of the week, I get a daily screen time, obviously, that they tell you. It's only normally around 4 hours a day, which I don't think is that bad.
No.
But I do want to get off my phone less. I want it to be like 2 or 3 hours a day. I don't want to be uncontactable. I don't want to be the person that no one can ever get hold of.
Yeah.
But I do want to get off it.
Yeah.
So I put my phone upstairs, I came down into the kitchen, and I read my book whilst my mum and dad were cooking dinner. Wow.
Fresh.
Look at mine.
Bronzer. Well, this is my issue.
Look at that, guys.
This one's still kind of kicking it.
Oh, yeah.
But barely. Mm. So, wow.
That's well done.
So, there you go, everyone.
That's lovely.
God, there's even a little thing on the mirror.
Oh, wow.
Sorry, carry on.
Oh, thunder. But, yeah, so I'm just recommending you, because the book I read, it's right here, actually, because I'm going to give it to Emily. It's called A Lesson in Cruelty by Harriet. There's a sticker over her name. I think that's Tice. Harriet Tice.
Yeah.
Yes. Harriet, this is what it looks like, guys. And it is. It's a really good book. It's kind of like follows these three different women, and then you think they're all individual characters, and then their lives all intertwine. It's like a psychological thriller, but they.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, it's a thriller. It isn't like super thrillery. But there is a lot of kind of twists and turns in it, especially at the end. So I would just really recommend it. I bought it in the airport on the way to Bangkok when I went to go see my sister. And I read 300 pages in Bangkok.
Wow.
But then came home, didn't read a page. So I read a little bit of it a couple weeks ago. And then I just smashed it out last night.
How much did you read last night then?
probably only about 30 pages.
Oh, right, you didn't have loads.
No, I only had about 50 pages left. I didn't even have that much left, which was the worst part. But I'd just recommend you read that book and get into it, because like my mum, because I've also been struggling with my sleep, my mum was like, just read a book before bed. Like,
yeah.
But then I do sometimes feel like reading a book before bed, my mind's even more, like, haywire than it would be if I wasn't reading the book, do you know what I mean?
Oh, really?
I sometimes find that, yeah.
Well, I just find that if I'm on my phone before bed, then my mind is just spinning.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I sometimes find TikTok quite calming, though.
Oh, wow, that's interesting. Very different.
Yeah. Do you want me to...
Yeah, I can't remember. Oh, I'm recommending, and I can't... we're kind of the same way this week. Mm. Paella.
Yeah.
I haven't had a paella in forever, and my mum texted me on Tuesday. Did you say I had it?
So. Yeah, Tuesday or Wednesday.
We're having paella for dinner. I thought, wow, what a treat. I haven't had paella in so long. And then you had paella on Wednesday night. Was it Thursday night?
No, I didn't.
Did you have it last night?
It was also.
Oh, same thing.
Yeah, very similar.
But I actually don't know what the difference is, to be honest.
I think it's the rice, probably.
Yeah, maybe. But anyway, have a dinner that you haven't had in a while, yeah, because it is such a treat.
I always find that my, because what happened last night was my mum and dad were like, oh, I was like, what am I having for tea? And they were like, oh, we have this, blah, blah, blah. And I was like, mum, can you cook me risotto, please? And my mum and dad were like, oh, we'll also have risotto. Mm. And it was really nice because we ate the three of us together.
Oh, lovely.
My brother was here.
Yeah, where's your brother?
He's having his meal prep. Yeah, he's back. My brother's getting back into the gym. If anyone has boyfriends or brothers who do that, I feel really sorry for you because it's actually just hell on earth. Like, he cooks about 40 meals at once. Like, why are you cooking that much? Not eating a single one. And then he uses all the Tupperware for his meals and sticks them all in the fridge and in the freezer. So it's all full in the fridge and freezer, but there's nothing to eat.
Yeah.
Because he's, but it's full of his, all of his meal prep. And then you're like, oh, what are you having for tea? Like, can that, you make me something? No, I'm a meal prep.
Yeah, no, I made it 2 days ago.
Yeah. Fucking hell, John. But yeah, so my dumb moment of the week. So I went for my medical on Monday from work. My first ever one, quite an experience. I did enjoy it though. I felt really comfortable from the lady, which was really
nice. That's really good.
Yeah, she was really lovely. And she measured my height. And as we, I think we probably mentioned in the past, I'm not the tallest flower in the bunch. Quite a short missus. And she's like, okay, take your shoes off, take my shoes off. And she's like, okay, just above 5'5". And I was so excited. I went, oh my God, really? I was like, I've only ever thought I was 5'4". Like, that's fabulous. She was like, oh, sorry, I read it wrong. You are 5'4".
It was the only excitement, I think.
Yeah, it was my really excitement that really made her feel bad. She was like, I'm very sorry. I was like, it's okay.
Not your fault.
Not your fault. Realistically, I was like, that's fine. But yeah. That's my dumb moment of the week.
That's really sad.
But it's fine.
It's just quite funny.
Yeah.
I'm getting very excited about it. My dumb moment is, it's not really that much of a dumb moment, but I was away at the weekend with my mother and we were in this hotel room and I could hear a little buzzing noise and I was like, oh, that's really annoying. But the lights were already off and I was just about to go to sleep and I was like, oh, I'm just gonna leave it. It'll be fine. Next morning, I wake up. I've got two bites on my arm by my elbow and I've got a humongous bite on my forehead. It looks like the biggest spot you have ever seen, but itched. It was horrible. Mm. It's gone now, luckily. There's kind of like a little bit of a mark left from where it was. Because I think I tried to scratch it. Yeah, and I just thought, God, I wish I just got rid of the bug the night before. Mm.
Those kind of bugs are so hard to get rid of, though, because you hear them everywhere but see them nowhere.
Yes.
Yeah.
I don't even know, is this imagey, that kind of vibe?
Yeah.
I don't really know.
So, my song this week is, don't know if anyone else has seen it, but Catfish and the Bottlemen were in Sefton Park, I think, last night and the night before. They have been all over my For You page.
Are they?
Looks incredible, because it's their first concert back. So, I've been, the past 24 hours, non-stop listening to Catfish and the Bottlemen.
Bottlemen?
What's it possible?
Bottlemen. Catfish and the Blowman. That sounds like the people on Friends you only see Thingy and the Blowfish.
Yes.
What is it?
Joke? No. It's some weird name, isn't it?
Yeah.
Because they're like, you know such and such?
Yeah.
I'm not sure either. But Yeah, really good. So my song of the week is Glasgow by Catfish and the Bottlemen.
Oh, I don't think I know that one.
I'll play it for you later.
Thank you.
Yes.
My song this week is Time by Olivia Dean. It's her new song. It's really good. I've really been obsessed with Olivia Dean recently. And her new song is just really good. I would really recommend you go and listen to it. And yeah, that's our words.
Slay.
That was fun. So,
we have, we've each chosen a little kind of quote saying that we wanted to discuss, because I feel like we're very much so in our just peaceful eras, aren't we?
I agree. I feel like we definitely are.
Yeah. Like, I feel like we both have, but I know, I can't obviously speak for you, but I can speak for myself that my chair is really creaky as well.
Squeaky. My chair is really squeaky right now, guys.
Really squeaky. Yeah, I kind of feel like we're just living. Like, I'm really not asked about people who, what they think of you. And like, I think it's easy to say, and I used to say it, but I did care.
Yeah.
But now I'm just like, you're not, like, if someone isn't a main person in your life who, say if you got married tomorrow, if you wouldn't have them at your wedding, why do you care what they think about you?
That's a lovely category.
You know, it's like,
God, I've really done a terrible job there.
You know what I mean? It's those kind of things, isn't it? It's like, if I would be upset if you didn't come to my funeral. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Why do I care what you think of me when I'm alive?
Yeah.
It's like, they're the kind of people as well who you're not really friends with, but when you die, would post and be like, that girl's my best friend. Like, yeah. No, I'm not. sorry, that was a weird analogy. But Emily, do you want to tell us about your quote?
Sure. So the quote that I've seen is, you can't change the wind, but you can adjust your sail. And it's basically saying you can't change what happens to you, but you can change how you react. And life is all about your own reactions, because that's the only thing you're in control of. And I kind of like the idea of taking control of your own life, because you do quite often let things just kind of
get away with you.
Yeah. And you can get in the swing of just letting life pass you by. Sometimes you need to just kind of take a step back and be like, what part of this can I control and what part of it can't? What part of it just is going to happen? And what part of it don't I want to happen that I can change?
My dad used to always say, when I was younger and I would get really stressed about something, he'd say, if you can't change it in 5 minutes, don't spend longer than 5 minutes thinking about it.
Yeah.
Which is so true. You know, my dad also said to me the other day, which I was thinking about on the way home from work, or on the way to work the other day, when I wasn't driving with you, and I really thought about it, and I said, that's such a, because I was running late and I was stressing, and my dad was like, don't rush to work and like be, don't rush somewhere and be early somewhere else. So he meant,
you're better being late in this life than early to the next.
Yes, exactly. Yes. Yeah. Like, it was something along those lines. I was like, that's so lovely. Like, not even just think of like rushing and getting a car accident. Like, not something like that. It's like in general. Like, why are you rushing to get through your teens and your 20s and rush to the highest point you can in your career, when realistically you're not enjoying the journey, and the journey is the best part.
Yeah.
So yeah, sorry, I went on a tangent there.
It's okay.
What was that quote again?
Oh, about the wind. The wind on your sails.
Yeah.
Yeah, I just thought it was really cute. It was actually, a little boy who said it, which was really cute.
I just think it's so right as well. It's like, you can't change it. You can't preempt what's going to happen in your life, because your life is, realistically, no matter how you don't want to think about it, but it is determined by the people in your life and the decisions that they make.
Yeah.
Like, the decisions that other people make impacts you just as much as it impacts them. Mm-hmm. And I just think, you know, when you can, if you're going through a shit time, if you've got a rough period of your life, at least try and have a good day.
Yeah.
Like, my mum always says, when I was going through a rough time, you know, you're really sad and you're just like, oh, you kind of feel like there's no light at the end of the tunnel. My mum would always say, tomorrow is the first day of the rest of your life.
Yeah.
So don't let today's antics stress ruin tomorrow for you.
Yeah, like, if you're worrying about a problem,
problem's always going to come, but mm-hmm. how you deal with it is what you can change.
Definitely.
Yeah, so it was just a really cute one that
mine a bit of a kind of rolls on very well. Mine was that how you spend your day is how you spend your life.
Yeah.
So if you feel like your day, oh God, been a rubbish day, don't let tomorrow be the same.
Yeah.
Or if you just feel like, oh, you know what, like, I feel like this year I've not really so far, I've not really done a lot, well then change your days.
Yeah.
Because that is ultimately what changes your year.
I think when you start working in the week and having a structured work like we do, 9 to 5 kind of vibe, you can really let your week take over your life. And actually, you only work 8 hours. Doing things in the evening can make such a big difference to how your week goes, because you only have 2 days at the weekend. And sometimes that's not enough to get things done that you want to do. Mm-hmm. So making use out of your evenings and breaking up your week can help you kind of like focus on more of the things you want to do and stop letting the 9 to 5 control your whole week.
Definitely. And I think it's like with this kind of the gym and health and fitness culture that's very heavy, I'd say, in the world and on TikTok right now, it's very easy to think when you've been to work or you've been to school all day, you think, right, now I need to go to the gym.
Yeah.
You don't have to.
No.
Like this week, I've not gone barely at all. And I was speaking to my dad about it and he was like, if you feel tired and you feel like that, that is your body telling you to just take a step back.
Yeah.
And rest. And he was like, if you rest in the evening after work, that is just as valuable as going to the gym and doing something else and doing something else. Like, it is just as valuable. And I think you're right that... Sorry, my voice keeps going all croaky recently. I don't know what's going on with it. But I just think that, I agree.
Yeah. And it's like, actually, instead of thinking, oh, I need to go to the gym after work, why don't you think, oh, I need to go and see my friends.
Yeah.
Or I need to go and go to the cinema. Do something that you would usually do on the weekend in the week.
Yeah. Or you could even go for a walk and meet your friends
in
these long evenings.
Yeah, exactly. I think it's just really important to use your evenings in the week. Or even if you don't work 9 to 5, like in the times that you would normally just kind of chill waiting for the next working shift, use them as much as you can.
Mm-hmm.
Particularly whilst we're young, because when else are you going to have the time to go and see your friends and go to the cinema and do all the random stuff?
Like,
we were literally saying, we've been watching a lot, but have you been watching much of the tennis?
Not really,
but I've been watching a lot of the tennis, and I was like, I want to go play tennis. So I literally texted him, I was like, should we actually just go and play tennis? Like, so I need to stop talking about it and just go and do it. Like, why am I not just going to do it if I want to do it?
We should just go and play tennis. We just need to find somewhere.
Yeah.
I also really want to get into bowls. Like, I've been saying this to Emily, and I'm fully serious about this. I really want to get into it.
I know, it would be kind of fun, but I feel like we're just really not the right age range. And
who cares?
Yeah, true.
Like, we can make some old friends. It was on a study day a couple of weeks ago. Went for a walk in our lunch. Went for a walk. And it was a really sunny day, and there was a game of bowls. So we just sat for a moment and watched it. Really enjoyed it. And then we went to go watch the football.
I was just playing yours.
On Wednesday, whenever it was. And there was also a game of bowls outside that we were watching for a little bit. And I just think it's such a peaceful sport. Just to spend your evenings, let's just play some bowls.
Yeah, and like the lady who we saw there, she was like, oh, we used to like always do
it on Sue.
Sunday. Yeah.
Yeah.
She was like, on a Sunday, we used to go and do darts, bowls, and something else. I can't remember what
she's
was.
My duck lady now.
Yeah, I know. But I just thought, I was like, wow, why do we do such, like, they used to do that every Sunday. Like, what do I do on my Sunday? Like, sit on my phone occasionally, we go to the gym. Like, we need to do more outside stuff.
Yeah. Definitely. I want to go go-karting.
Yes. One other thing that I've been really trying to do is when I go on a walk, not take headphones.
Yes. You know, on my lunchtime walks,
if
I'm not with you, I won't even take headphones anymore sometimes.
Yeah. Just because I'm like, I need to just take a break from, like, noise and screens, particularly because we're looking at screens all day and, like, on calls. Like, I need to actually have nothing for a minute.
Yeah,
I think it's actually really
just be present.
Nice.
in the daily life, like, even if I'm not thinking about anything, just to just, like, be in silence with your thoughts and, like, actually breathing in the fresh air and then looking at the wilderness and just, like, oh.
Yeah, I think it's really important to do that.
I was saying this to you the other day as well, and I'm really trying these days to spend my days happier. And I know it's easy to say when you're going through a rough patch, but I think when you're out of a rough patch, and I was always scared that when you kind of, you have a rough time in your life and then you come out of it and you realise you're out of it, I would be petrified that I'd fall back into it.
Yeah.
But I think there's a time when you can kind of say no to yourself.
Yeah.
And say, like, why am I living in fear of something that might never come?
Yeah. Oh, that's really nice.
Thank you. And it reminds me of, I love that guy called Hunter on TikTok. And I don't actually know his name, but he always interviews old people in the street or, like, regular people. And they're like, tell me about your first love.
Oh, my gosh, yes, I think I've
and
seen that.
And he interviewed this lady once and he said, what is something you would say to your younger self? And she was like, I'm 60 now and I spent my entire 20s and 30s worried about things that never happened.
Lovely.
She was like, and now I look back and I'm like, why?
Yeah.
Because I've wasted 20 years of my life worrying about things that never happened to me.
Yeah.
They just happened to other people.
Yeah.
And she said, you're worrying your life away and then you look back and you're sad about it.
So it's nice and short and sweet today.
Yeah. We're going to wrap it up in a bow.
That's all we've kind of got to say to you. Please all pray that we're going to win lots of money at the races today. If you don't hear from us again, it's because we won millions and we've ran away.
Or because we've been too embarrassed that we lost all of our money.
Or we're begging on the streets because we've lost all our money.
We'll be implementing ads in the podcast now.
Every 10 minutes there'll be an ad.
Hey guys, my name's I don't really know where I was going with that impression.
But we've got something exciting coming for you in a couple of weeks. Maybe we've got a couple more guests
I've
on
got
the
a,
way.
I've got a hint.
Go on.
Women are from Venus. You either get dun, dun, it or dun. If you know, you know, ladies. If you know, you know.
But yeah, really excited.
Super excited, guys. I'm really excited.
The super trooper lights are gonna find you like they always do.
And with that note, I think we'll say goodbye.
Hasta la vista.
Bye.
Bye.